Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The housing boom has a dark cloud dogging it, and that's real estate fraud. There's been a big jump in the number of cases, according to a story in today's LA Times. The FBI says reports of mortgage fraud across the country have tripled in the past couple of years. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, are these numbers rising just because there's been a surge in mortgage activity, or is there more to it than that?
Hi, Madeline. There's obviously more opportunity for people to scam the system because there's been so much buying and refinancing going on in recent years, and that does make it easier to hide a lot of these schemes. But one of the problems that today's LA Times story points out is the lax regulation or enforcement to shield consumers or lenders from trouble. Another issue is the really complex and confusing array of various kinds of mortgages that if you've tried to buy a home recently, you've probably encountered. They've been offered to cover different kinds of incomes and different kinds of homes and that sort of thing. Well, FBI officials say as dramatic as their numbers are, though, they believe that real estate fraud is actually taking place a lot more than the numbers indicate. And whether or not you think you might have escaped trouble, they also point out that these losses eventually get passed on to all of us in the form of higher costs. These investigators figure that the dollar value of the cases in the past couple of years has actually quadrupled to more than $1 billion.
So what does it mean, real estate fraud? What are we talking about here?
Well, this ranges from simple cases of lying about your income on a loan application to a lot more complicated schemes. I did some reporting earlier this year on the subject of appraisal fraud. You know, when you buy a home, the property has to be appraised so the lender knows what the house is really worth to back that loan. And I spoke to a leading appraiser here in New York City who goes back and checks the actual value of the homes compared to how they were appraised. And he figures that 3 out of 4 appraisals that he's hired to review are inflated by as much as 10 to 15%. And that can amount to literally hundreds of thousands, if not here in New York, up in the millions of dollars. That might not bother the buyer up front because they get the money to buy the home that they need. But if the economy turns sour and home prices start going south, then getting out from under that loan is a lot harder because it sells for a lot less than what you borrowed to buy it.
And is anyone cracking down on this?
Well, that's really one of the big problems here, as I mentioned, that FBI officials are complaining about, that the regulation of brokers here is really lacking. And in a lot of cases, the crime doesn't get reported because the industry doesn't want to invite more regulation. They're not about to ask, please regulate us more. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're checking out how the vote might go tomorrow when members of the New York Stock Exchange decide on their big merger plan.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Madeline.